Congratulations on your big Mega Millions winning lottery draw. That's huge for the podcast.
Oh, did we win?
Didn't you?
I guess not.
Past week? Oh.
I was just in Mark's and they were trying to say how much it was to like sell lottery tickets. And there's too many zeros for the woman doing the announcement to be able to read the number. So I have no idea how much it is, but I guess it's enough zeros where this bitch can't read it. Wow. Yeah, she just like stumbled. She's like, 8. And then it's just like pause, nothing. And then she said 1,000,000,000 something, or well, I don't know what the fuck she said.
I think it's like 1,800,000,000 or something.
Maybe it is.
That's all coming your way.
Why me?
I don't know. Fucking play lottery.
I'm a big lottery guy.
You're a big lottery
guy. Big lottery guy here. It's all going to pay off one day.
Sports expert, also the betting expert. That's you, man.
Lottery. Buy the lottery. Lock of the week. Stone cold lock of the week. $8 million.
Just the random number that they generate for you.
You'd be stupid not to buy lottery.
You heard it here first, folks, from the financial expert, Donnie Ohm.
Yep, that's me. I am a financial expert. Take my advice.
Exactly. Bitcoin. Dogecoin.
Dogecoin.
Fake money.
So you need to go ahead and sell now and then buy when it's high again. That's a trick.
Lottery tickets?
Bitcoins.
Oh.
I haven't looked at my Bitcoins in a while. Let's see if there's any stone cold locks for you. Oh, you can buy Uniswap. That's a good buy. Stone cold lock of the week.
Yeah, I'm all up on the Uniswap.
Yeah. What else do we have? Poly? What the hell is Poly? Probably just buy Poly. Polycoin, who cares?
It's the way of the future.
Yeah, just buy it. It's fine. Polymath. See, math. You should buy that one.
Oh, I don't like maths.
Oh, okay. YFI. I don't know this one.
How are there fake coins that you don't even know about?
There's so many coins. They come out and like, I'm just looking at the top earners and stuff. Oh, you can trade Bitcoin with zero fees. Ooh.
I've already got my account, so I've already been dumped on that for a while now.
Oh, here's one. Optimism. Trade now. How could you not do that?
Oh, dude.
Gotta buy Optimism. Optimism's
gotta be at an all-time high.
Yeah.
800 million.
So buy those coins.
They're just called optimistic coins.
Just optimism is what it's called. I don't know what it is.
I'm gonna invest in that.
I clicked on it and then it's like, oh, log in, and I don't want to go through the whole process of two-factor authentication and all that shit to get in there.
Yeah, type in your name and shit, your password.
Yeah, then you have to go to Google Authenticate and write down the 6-digit number that's next to Binance before the timer runs out and then the number changes. Such a pain. So
that's way too many steps.
Yeah. Just buy cryptocurrency through me.
Okay.
All right. You ready to get this train on the tracks?
Yeah, all aboard. Have Black Tongues Comics, aka Night Talk. 2020. It is I, Dave.
And I'm Donnie. This week we're talking about Night Woman.
Night Woman.
I don't even know if this episode deserves the drop. I mean, Nightman was in a coma for like most of this episode. It was such bullshit. You thought last week was bad for like lack of Nightman. This is the real lack of Nightman episode.
I have that noted. Like, I do not like these non-Johnny Domino episodes. But what the fuck is going
on? This one was far worse.
We're only like 15 episodes into the series, for Christ's sake, and they're already like giving him time off to go shoot a movie or something, probably?
Yeah, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
Gotta get Johnny why is he in a coma? This is fucking lame. We can't even watch him blow sax when he's composing or whatever the fuck.
I wish they would have gotten into like his dream sequence to just show him blowing sax that way.
Yeah,
that would have been cool. No, I would have been fine with that.
Yeah, And like, so last week they're focusing on like Raleigh and Jessica and doing all this like bullshit with like a heist thing. They're doing like fun stuff. This one's like not even fun. They're just doing generic cop stuff and focusing on Charlie and Frank and then focusing on like the mobsters. Yeah, right. And then focusing on the fucking mobsters for some reason, like getting their angle on the whole situation. It's like, I don't give a shit about these mobsters. Where the fuck is Johnny?
And by the way, Frank used to be best friends with the one mob boss of San Francisco, but yet this episode, like, these mobsters have no idea who the fuck Frank is, and they, like, rough him up and shit. So, how many mobs are there in San Francisco alone?
I mean, at least two, I guess.
American and Italian mobs, because, like, they keep mentioning the Colombian mobs.
Right.
Who the other mob had a problem with.
There's the Chinese mob, the triad, I guess you'd call them. There was the...
But how do we have multiple Italian-American mobs in the same city? This doesn't add up to me.
I don't know. Maybe it's like the cartels and stuff. You have like different territories and sometimes they come into your territory. I don't know.
Okay. I suppose I'll buy that.
Yeah. But yeah, those mobsters, they were putting like cash into a safety deposit box, like Breaking Bad. That was pretty cool.
That's where Breaking Bad came up with the idea.
That's where they got it.
They also have the implication episode. It's inspiration from this episode. Yeah. So I think we need that drop.
Oh, yeah, I almost forgot about that.
How the fuck could you forget about that?
Because of the implication.
So, yeah, that's right.
I didn't even note it in my notes as the Always Sunny Buying a Boat episode. I only noted it as the implication episode.
Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty great. So, like, Johnny and Frank are at the bank, like, signing for a loan to buy a boat. And, like, Johnny's just, like, signing it for the implications. That was good shit, man.
They can't refuse because of the implications.
Yeah, they really can't.
Frank's like, Johnny, are you going to hurt these women? How are you not getting
this? Not understanding. I can't believe they're buying a boat just out of nowhere. What the fuck? That was awesome. And that's how they see the crippled... night woman going into the safety deposit and Frank, room.
Classic Frank. He won't stop eye fucking her and like talking about how hot she is all inappropriately loudly at the bank in front of everyone. He's like, wow, that's an attractive woman over there, right there that I'm pointing at. Yeah, you see her, Johnny? That one? The hot one.
She can't even run away, Johnny. She really can't refuse. He was like saying that to Johnny too, like, oh man, I'd like to fucking tear that ass apart. And it's, she's just sitting in a wheelchair. It's awesome. Frank is pretty funny.
So, all right. So I have a question about this, because right before it flashes to them inside of the bank, it pops up on the screen in text. It says present day. Was there ever a point in this episode before that when they were doing the whole like Lori backstory with Charlie, where it said, like, in the past or, like, X years ago?
No.
I never noticed that part. I just saw the present day part.
I also, okay, so if you missed, I thought I just missed that, too. I'm like, oh, fuck, that wasn't present day that we were just watching. But like,
okay, so they didn't explain
They just
that.
Forgot the title card. I thought I just missed it. Like, maybe I looked away or something or thought about something else. But no, I guess, okay. I didn't see it either.
Okay, cool. All right.
So that was pretty good. So, like, this night woman, too, she gets thrown off the roof hilariously by the Italian guy, and he just, like, assumes she's dead, even though she's just, like, taken to the hospital, and I guess she was fine. He didn't, like, follow up on it, and then like, 2 years later, she comes back.
So, she gets thrown off of a, I don't know how many stories high, window into the swimming pool down below, and the cop or the EMS guy immediately says, like, well, thank God for this pool here. It broke her fall, but it also broke her back.
That sucks.
But like the Italian mobster guy, that Joey Janelli guy, all he had to do was look out the window to see if there's a fucking giant puddle of blood and like remains and entrails. Like, how hard would that have been to just double check?
I don't know. Yeah, it's really weird how he just like pushes her off, and just before she even hits the ground, he's just like getting another drink and like doesn't bother looking out the window again. Like, how would you not check? Just check. You could just fire a couple shots down there, too. Like, do something.
Yeah. Like,
so many things you could have done to prevent this. And then we wouldn't have had to sit through
this. I'm all about laziness, but come on. Even I'll, like, at least turn my neck the 2 inches to double check.
And, you know, take a couple shots. That'd be funny.
That'd be awesome from like seven stories up.
She's pretty hot too. You know, you just go down there and, you know, she can't run away now.
I thought that's what was going to happen before he pushed her out.
Right, yeah. Probably should have got one more.
He makes her kiss him goodbye before he tries to murder her. That was weird.
It was weird.
So like after that happens, like Charlie comes in to visit her at the hospital. She's like laid up with a neck brace on. And it's revealed that this is Charlie's like lover, or that he tried to marry her at one point in time and she said no because she was a undercover cop. And that's when it jumps to like the present day. And Johnny gets the vision thing about the lady. Like she knocks out this security guard guy using the same little like electronic proton phaser gun that she later uses on Johnny Domino. And all throughout this episode, it's all about how concerned Frank and Charlie are for Johnny's well-being because he got hit with this proton gun and he's unconscious. And he's been in a coma for 3 fucking days. Never once did they mention the poor fucking asshole security guy who also got hit with this exact same proton gun. And like no one even once like mentions how that guy's doing.
Fuck that guy.
Like, fuck these guys. What assholes.
Well, he's not even, he's like a fake police, he's but still fuck him.
No.
He dresses like a cop, so fuck him.
Yeah, but strippers dress like cops sometimes too.
You got a good point. Yeah. All right. Well, he should have been a stripper then, and then maybe he would get some attention. But yeah, fuck that guy. He's not Johnny Domino.
Would have been cooler if he was just laying in the same hospital room right next to Johnny.
Yeah. Everyone who gets shot by the blast are just in the same room.
Just in that one same room.
So Night Woman has these weird, what did she say they were? I forget what word they were using to describe it, but something, was she saying magnets or something? What the hell was it? Do you remember?
I don't remember them mentioning magnets.
I can't remember what she said powers her suit, but her suit is like this funny, like 90s CGI. She's just wearing a green suit and then they key it out and make it look like space and that it's glowing. So it's pretty fucking funny.
It's like a cool blue sequence, like shoulder padded ladies dress suit from the early 90s.
Yeah. And she shoots like funny.
It's very stylish.
Yeah, it is. And she shoots like funny lasers. So that's always good.
Proton.
Proton. Oh, yeah. They did say proton. Yeah. That's part of it. Anyway, so yeah, the CG costume was cool. But like, after a while, it's like, all right, I'm tired of looking at this fucking costume. Why did you guys make this costume look better? I'm tired of it. It was fun for like the first scene when she was shooting cops and shit. But after that, I don't know.
It's not about the looks when it gives you the ability to stand and walk again.
I guess.
Well, you'll wear whatever garbage bag they throw on you if it gives you back your legs.
Yeah. She was still complaining about not being able to walk, too. It's like, yeah, but I can't walk for real. It's like, yeah, but you're walking, so. I mean, you're good, right?
Good enough.
Yeah. But yeah, so Johnny like hears her evil thought about shooting that cop the lasers, and then she gets into like her handicap van and drives away. Johnny's like, I gotta go after her. He like jumps in the, because it's convertible, he like jumps over the door and starts like speeding and like racing down. It takes him forever to catch up with this van too. It's ridiculous.
So like Johnny drives like an absolute insane asshole as he's trying to chase down this car, but Johnny has zero jurisdiction. He's not even in like his Nightman suit when he's doing this. He's just Johnny Domino's saxophone player. What the fuck's he gonna do when he pulls him over just because he saw a vision of them robbing a bank? Like, fuck off. You have zero. You could do shit to these people, man.
He'll just write an autograph or something. He'll be fine.
That was his plan.
Probably.
Sign autographs while waiting for Charlie to show up with the cavalry.
Yeah. No one's going to pull over that PT Cruiser.
I like that even later on. So, like, she shoots Johnny with the gun when it's at full blast and it knocks him into that coma for 3 days. And then, like, her dad agrees to drop him off at the hospital so he doesn't die. And then, and while he's doing that, she steals the PT Cruiser and drives off in it. And Charlie and Frank are like talking later on when they come back to the scene of the crime. He's like, oh, it's like it's the purple PT Cruiser. There's like maybe 12 of them in the entire state. How can you not find this thing? He's like, it's like the goddamn Batmobile. So even Charlie's referencing our podcast about how we called it his Nightmare Mobile or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, that is the inspiration for the Batmobile. That's where they got the name. It was from Charlie.
Oh, yeah, I know.
He just made that up on the spot.
The 1960s. Yeah.
Right. So yeah, that was funny. So then, like, once Johnny gets hit by that blast, we're treated to it. So like I said before, I need a balance of Johnny Domino and Nightman in my episode. I need a little bit more Johnny Domino than Nightman in my episodes. But this one, they're just taking both of them out, and I just don't like it. I'm not about this. I don't want to watch Night Woman for that long. She sucks at fighting. Like, she's terrible at karate.
Maybe if Jerry Springer was there to, like, fill in the gaps, it would have made it better, like last week's.
Yeah, maybe.
But without a cool early 90s celebrity guest, like, fuck it.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I guess you're right. But, like, last week we had Johnny coming by, like, hey, what are you assholes doing? It's like, they're like, oh, nothing, Johnny. He's like, whatever, I can read your mind. You guys are cunts. And, like, he's just being a condescending prick the whole time every once in a while to, like, kind of keep you in it. But this one, he's just, like, in a coma. He can't even come over and be like, oh, Night Woman doing some karate. Yeah, that's real fucking good karate. Keep it up. But, like, so we get none of that. It's just in a coma. That's it. Night Woman finds his, like, Nightman suit, too, and, like, wears the belt, which is
and good. She finds the fake sax decoy as well.
Yeah.
Because Raleigh even mentions that the missing the sax that he keeps back there is missing, too.
Right, yeah. So I'm surprised she didn't, like, try to... She should have took the eye laser or something, too. But she just took the flying belt, and she's just, like, stand flying. She's, like, not even...
Oh, yeah, like, yeah. Her flying, her green degrees. Screen flying was the worst.
She just, like, hands on her hip, like, standing straight up. Just,
it's like,
it's not very aerodynamic at all. You gotta be at a 45-degree angle to be aerodynamic.
When Raleigh is talking to Frank about all the shit she stole from the PT Cruiser, he randomly starts saying, like, oh, this isn't going to help her out unless she happens to be a size 46. And Frank's immediately like, wait, you're talking about Johnny's size. What's the problem? I don't know how he immediately knows what size clothing Johnny Domino wears. And also, there's no fucking chance in the world that Johnny Domino is a size 46. He's maybe like a 32 or a 34 waist. No way
that's
he wears
true.
46.
Yeah,
I don't even wear size 46.
I'm nowhere close to a 46. Yeah, he can't be. It's just not possible, Frank, you fucking idiot. 46. Yeah, that's crazy. Could they mean something else? Like, it must be another measurement, like a bicep measurement or something. I don't know. Like the chest or something like that, maybe. Maybe his, like, pecs are that much.
His shoulder pads.
His bust. Yeah. Maybe his shoulder pads. I think his shoulders would be bigger than a 46.
Torso length, maybe? Like from shoulder to
maybe
cum gutter? I don't know.
Yeah.
His measurements are always thrown out or baffling me.
Yeah.
But what father knows his son's measurements, too, though? That's weird. Frank is off the rails in this episode, though. Like, yeah. Frank is a disgraced ex-cop who got fired because he got, like, I forget what they said, but I think in that other mobster episode, they implied that, like, there was some kind of seediness involving him being, like, framed by the mob or something. I don't remember, but he's a disgraced former cop. And all throughout this episode, he's just, like, waving a gun around in the middle of public at all these, like, civilians and shit. He's like, oh, I gotta pretend I'm a concerned father.
Yeah.
This is my favorite Frank episode ever, though.
He's got a lot of elements that are similar to Frank from It's Always Sunny. Like, he just carries a gun everywhere. He, like, says inappropriate comments about women. Like, it is pretty good. He's carrying rum hams.
Constantly, yeah.
Sausage in his pocket or whatever the fuck other antics.
Oh, fuck yeah, man. I forgot about the pocket sausages.
Yeah, that was a good one. Yeah, Frank wasn't bad this episode, but, you know, again, then they just like focus on the gangster guys, and they're like making the one gangster look like an asshole in front of the other gangsters, and he doesn't even get like shot in the face for it, which is weird.
Yeah, this is her whole plan, because Joey pushed her out of a fucking window that one time. So she decides that she's going to steal all the money from the safety deposit box, and then she buys him like a nice new Rolex or Rolls Royce car while... Like, he's trying to explain to his mob boss, like, oh, I don't know where all the money went. That lady stole it. I'm trying to get it back really, really hard. Don't worry about it. I'll get it tomorrow. I'll have it for you. And then they show up at their next mob boss meeting and deliver like the new car. And she also like rents him a penthouse at like some hotel or something just to try to make it look like he's just stealing all the money from him or herself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why she doesn't just, they already know where the fuck Lori and her dad live. I don't understand why she doesn't just, he doesn't just tell the boss, oh, they're right here at this place. We're going to go there and shoot her in the face right fucking now and get the money back.
Yeah.
Like, why the fuck don't you ever just stop dicking around and just immediately go do that?
Yeah, they're not very good mobsters, I guess. But yeah, anyway, so, and then at the end when like the mob boss sees Joey with his like bag of money that he just got back from Nightman, and he's like, oh, I'm about to get on a private jet. And it looks like he's just like running off with the money. The guy's just like, oh, we'll go on a jet. We'll go on a private jet together. How does that sound? And I thought they were going to murder him and shit like right there. But they just like, they keep saying they're going to go on the jet together. And then they just like put him in the car and then drive away. I'm very confused at what that exchange meant.
Yeah, because they have a meeting with the Colombians like tomorrow.
Yeah.
So he's also talking about how he wants to fly off to Philadelphia for some reason, the actual mob boss guy, which I don't understand unless he's like trying to run scared from the Colombians. Like, what the fuck was he talking about? Because Joey was like, she bought the private jet thing for him to like set him up. And then he's like, oh, I had some business I had to take care of in Vegas. And he's like, oh, we'll drop you off on our way to Philadelphia. But then, like, they take him at gunpoint into the back of the limousine car instead of onto the plane.
Makes no sense.
So, like, what the plane was right there.
Like, you can't park any closer to the plane. Like, it doesn't make any sense at all. So weird. And also, during that whole exchange that Nightman and Nightwoman had with Joey, Joey's holding his gun like he's in a rap video the whole time, which is, like, very, like, funny because it's just, like, pointed straight to the camera, just, like, tilting the gun like he's you know what I mean, right? Like, yeah. A rapper holding it, cocking it sideways, which is funny. So I like that he is pretty gangsta. All the other guys are holding the gun like normally too, which made it like even more obvious. It's like, oh, maybe in this world everyone just holds a gun like that, but it's just him.
I like that right after they toss the bag of money to Joey, Johnny Domino walks over to Nightwoman and he immediately puts his arm around her waist.
Yeah.
Like 2.5 minutes or so before they even like fly off to finish off the plan. He's just like already
groping her.
Already just touching her inappropriately without like her permission. Classic.
Yeah,
Johnny
awesome.
Domino.
Then he finally flies off with her. So it like makes sense once you get there. But yeah, I enjoyed that part too. I was like amused by that a lot. So, and yeah, then Johnny flies Nightwoman back to the House of Soul and they're playing songs and he doesn't even bang her. He just like sets up Charlie to bang her, which doesn't make any sense.
It's Charlie's almost wife. You know what I mean? You can't.
Johnny Domino.
Johnny Domino's okay sharing with Charlie and Frank.
But he's got to, like, I don't know. Because you got to like, you got to feed the beast, right? It's like a sacrifice you have to make to Johnny Domino. It's like, oh, if there's a woman around, Johnny has to bang it. I just think every female character in the show should be trying to bang Johnny Domino. They should bang Johnny Domino. It doesn't make sense when other characters are banging the women, especially in House of Soul.
I suppose.
All right. Well, what do you have any other notes about that?
No, that was
all right.
Not a ton of notes for this episode.
Nah, me either. I mean, it had its moments, but like, holy shit, like the large part of this episode without Johnny Domino at all is just like, it was kind of painful. Just like, I don't care about these other characters at all.
Yeah, I loved the Frank part of this episode. Everything else was a miss for me.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, you got to watch it just to complete the series, but this one's hard to get through.
It's definitely the weakest one.
For sure. Yeah. Yeah. What else we got today? Did you watch some Resident Evil? What'd you think of that?
I did not.
Damn.
I did, however, sit down and force myself to watch all of the Eternals from start to finish in one sitting last night.
Oh.
That wasn't great.
No. Yeah, I watched that one too. There's just like a lot going on, but like at least, I don't know. There was enough action, I guess, to like keep it amusing. And I think it was like bad enough to where it was also kind of entertaining how stupid and it's they have so many weird decisions in that. Like that bad guy that they're setting up, like didn't really amount to anything at all.
Which one? The Eternal guy or the Celestial?
No, the not that one. The smaller guy, like the monster guy that they're chasing. I can't remember the name. Deviant, maybe? Is that what they are?
There wasn't like one specific one that killed all those things.
There was one that kept watching
them fighting and then just like walks away.
Yeah, he like absorbs them and then he absorbs a couple. Yeah, I forget the whole like thing. There's a good story arc that could have been had there that they just totally didn't use. It was very bizarre, but I don't remember. I've seen it too long ago. I don't remember anything.
I just like the very, very, very ending with Blade and Black Knight talking to each other.
Oh, yeah, right.
That part has me excited.
Yeah. And you got to see that dude, muscle guy. Well, fuck, what was the guy's name?
Kumail?
Yeah. What was his Silicon Valley name?
Dinesh?
Dinesh, yeah. Muscly Dinesh. That's what it is.
Yeah. It wasn't great.
No, but I don't know. There was enough there for where I didn't like hate it. But I got with, if you buy a PlayStation 5, I found out you get 6 months free of Apple TV that just expired.
Oh, fuck yeah. You can finally watch Mystic Quest.
I watched the first episode of Mythic Quest. And
how'd you like it?
I did not at all.
Awesome. How'd you like Ted Lasso?
I didn't watch that one yet. I watched, I started watching Severance. That one's pretty amusing. I like that one more.
I didn't check that one out. Have
you seen that one yet?
No.
Yeah, it has Adam Scott in it. And it also has John Turturro and Christopher Walken being gay old men. So you get to see them like fall in love with each other. And like, it's very awkward and funny. I can't wait till they like kiss. It's got to happen. I haven't finished it yet, but I really hope that they kiss, and because I just want to see how like terribly awkward it is for those two guys. It's going to be awesome. Looking forward to it. Hopefully they fuck too. I don't know what Apple TV, like how much dick they show. I haven't seen any dick yet.
I haven't seen any nudity in the three shows I watched on it.
Ah, damn it. All right. That's too bad.
How did you not like Mystic Quest?
I don't know. It's just, like, it just wasn't enough to just be like Cricket and to be Mac from It's Always Sunny and to be Abed from Community. It just wasn't enough. There was like
Homeland.
Nothing. Yeah, that guy
your
too.
Your favorite action star from
my favorite
Homeland.
Show. Yeah, I was just like stone faced watching it. I did not find it funny. I just found it annoying and it was too feel good and the jokes just didn't land. I don't think. I just did not enjoy it. And I know I only watched like the pilot episode and maybe it gets better, but I strongly dislike the pilot.
Mm-hmm.
I was surprised. I thought that one would be a slam dunk, but I was not amused. Played that cat game too. Did you upgrade your
It's not the free base version of it. I figured out.
Yeah. I had to buy a month of the extra to buy that one or to play that one.
They were still charging me $30 for it, so I was like, yeah, fuck that.
For a month of
extra? For that game.
Oh, yeah. Well, I just got, like, I paid $15 for the, to, like, do the upgraded PS Plus tier and then play it for free from that. So, a little cheaper that way. And then there's all those other games that I can check out. Like, I started playing Detroit Become Human as well. Never played that before, but that
How
one's
is that?
Pretty interesting. It seems really cool. It's like about robots deciding that they don't want to be like servants anymore. It's interesting because it's a lot of like choice making and flow charts and stuff. So like to
like
see your choices. I do like the flow charts a lot. So as soon as you get through the first part, it's like, here's the flow chart. And I'm like, oh, fuck, flow charts. Fuck yeah.
Cool.
I'm in. Yeah. Love flow charts. But yeah, I would recommend it. I think it's pretty fun. There's like a cool, like, alcoholic father who like beats his kid in it. And you're the robot and you have to like stop it or don't, I guess, depending on which part of the flow chart you want to do. But it's cool. But the cat game was a lot of fun. So you get to be the cat. And I think like you got to do more stuff with the cat because you find like a robot eventually. And then the robot is like communicating with all the people and you're like, he's like translating what the robots are saying to you into cat language, I guess, so you can understand it. And I could have done without all the dialogue because it's just like all text reading and like, just let me do cat stuff. Because like at first in the game, you're just like roaming around with your cat buddies before you get separated. And you're just like scratching stuff and drinking out of puddles and like knocking paint cans off the wall and stuff. It's a lot of fun.
Sounds adorable.
Yeah, it's great. But then you like have to talk to all these robot guys and you learn all about like their past and why they're there.
Oh, that sounds fucking tedious and unnecessary. I don't give a shit about your backstory, robot.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't give a shit either. So that's kind of where it falls off. But once they stop talking, you like do like more cat stuff to solve problems. Like if you want to go into a door, you like scratch it.
Cat things just to solve problems. You don't just get to do cat things for fun.
There are cat things to do for fun. Like you can scratch all the carpets and stuff, but there's no real reason to do that. You scratch the walls and like, there's some parts where like you have to scratch a door to get someone to open it for you. Like that happens sometimes. That's a pretty cat thing. There's another one too, where you like get to a computer thing. I think this is how you activate your robot buddy or something, is like, there's a computer with a keyboard, right? And you just walk on the keyboard and it starts like communicating with you, like you're text chatting somebody, and then they're like, okay, put in the password, and you just walk on the keyboard and just put in random letters, and it's like, okay, that's the password. So you just accidentally guess the password by walking on the keyboard. Yeah, so it's like things like that are a lot of fun. But then like you have to use the robot guy to like kill these other bugs and stuff that are chasing you.
I like
you
the killing with, like, if you're light. A cat making someone kill for you, that seems fun.
Yeah, but it's like The robot seems to be doing this independently of the cat, because the cat just runs around and there's not enough cat like hunting too.
I would make the robot kill birds or like small rodents for you, so you can like fucking leave them on like front porch steps like an asshole.
Yeah, we should do that a little bit more. There is stuff like that where you like carry stuff in your mouth. It's very cute.
Dead animal? Because that's not that cute.
It's not dead animals. There's like, it's like, what did he carry around? Like batteries and stuff. I don't know.
Ew.
It's like futuristic batteries though, not like AA batteries. There's like a little handle.
Poor kitty's going to be tasting pennies for the next month.
I know. But I mean, the game's fun. It's pretty short. It's like 5 hours to get through it maybe. So it's a really good game.
You've already completely beat it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh shit.
So I had to finish it because it's a cat game.
I started Crash Bandicoot 4 yesterday, which was on whatever shitty free tier I'm in.
Okay, how's that? So, never played a Crash Bandicoot game.
Any of them?
No.
Oh, they're fun. Like classic old like puzzler games where you have the option to play this one as like a current modern day game where like if you die, it'll auto-save and, like, let you restart at the same place you were at. Or you can play, like, a classic old PlayStation game where the old Crash Bandicoots, you would die and you would have to restart from the very beginning. So I do like that it gives you the option.
Okay. That's good.
So, got a few days off this week instead of just one.
So nice.
You want to read something for next week?
I didn't bring anything to read, did you?
I was just going to pick a Scott Pilgrim book, because I haven't read it in a long time, and someone at work was talking about it, and I was like, you know what? Those are good. I miss those.
Okay.
I mean, we're recording right now. You can always stop at the recording. find something if you want.
Yeah, wait, let me find something. I must have brought something in.
No, this is live. Fuck you. You missed your chance.
Yeah. There's just too many cat photos in my phone. Let me see if there's anything new.
I have that same problem, except it's mostly just my penis photos.
Oh, yeah. It's like, yeah, I want to see what comics I brought in. I'm just looking at dicks now.
Happens all the time.
I found a book, Gunslinger Spawn.
Oh, dude, I picked that one. I have that one on my list of future things I want to check out.
Okay, good. So awesome. That sounds cool. All right. What the fuck? He's wearing like a...
Yeah, he's
cool,
like an old cowboy Western cowboy looking dude. Yeah. It's going to be awesome. Okay.
All right, cool. That's a good one to read. All right, awesome. So we got that. So join us next week for that and more Nightman, of course.
Scott Pilgrim's Finest Hour is the one I'm picking, number 6.
Gotcha. Perfect. All right. So join us next week for that. And in the meantime, follow me on the internet at Donnyome.
I'm at Deez to the God.
Follow us at Giraffes HBT Pod on Facebook and Twitter, soundcloud.com/DJ Von Meer for the music, and patreon.com/giraffeshaveblacktongues. See you next week.
Bye.
Oh, of course. That's my favorite show to go to. Yeah. Love the Lord of the Rings.
You do.
Gandalf. Frodo.
Walking.
Gollum. Those are all the characters. I think those are all the characters. Yeah. The
pretty elf one.
Oh, yeah. Orlando
Lego.
Bloom.
Lego loss.
Whatever happened to Orlando Bloom?
Married Katy Perry.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
I'm sure he's probably been in a movie or two, but I don't know any of them.
Yeah.
Did you see any of the Comic-Con shit?
No. What happened?
They had a trailer for the new Black Panther, I guess. I didn't see it.
Oh, maybe I...
The new Daredevil series coming to Disney Plus.
Right. I did see that. That's exciting.
And they're wearing the cool Daredevil costume in it. He's wearing the yellow and brown one instead of the red one.
Oh, shit.
That's cool.
Nice. Is it the same Daredevil from the Netflix show?
Yeah. It's him.
Oh,
it's
good.
D'Onofrio's back as Kingpin in it.
Okay, good. Perfect. I hope John Bernthal is back as Punisher.
Fuck that Punisher.
John Bernthal. Yeah, cool. I did see some of that. She-Hulk had a trailer, but I'm more interested in Better Call Saul for my lawyering shows. Still a few more episodes of that left. I think like 3 or 4 more.
I thought they were on a break. Are they back?
They came back. Yeah. So now we're going to the end, riding it out.
On the 29th of this month, Amazon's Paper Girls series starts streaming.
Oh, right. I saw that today in an ad, and I was like, Paper Girls is really familiar. I had to like Google it, and it's like, oh, yeah, I remember
this. It's about
Cleveland. I know.
It's by Brian Vaughn, who writes Saga.
Right. I forgot about that. How many sex scenes were in this book about 4 little girls riding
They're
bikes?
Like 14-year-old children. I hope zero.
Well, it's Brian Vaughn, though.
That's true. They do call each other cunts all the time, though.
Okay. That's all right.
You know,
Brian Vaughn
classic,
can't help himself.
Classic preteen girl stuff.
Right. Like practice kissing and stuff.
I don't remember anything that happened. They find like a spaceship at the very end of the first volume, right? I think.
I don't remember.
Oh. Did you get your corpse tickets? They went on sale today at 10 a.m.
Oh, shit. I hope they're not sold out. I didn't know about that.
Oh, be sure to get those.
Yeah. Got to see Corpse. Love Corpse.
November 4th at Agora.
Nice.